Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on Wednesday of the first week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we further examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 1. Heidelberg Catechism question 1. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins, and redeemed me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, that all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life, and makes me heartily willing and ready from now on to live unto him. One of the things many Christians don't think about regularly, if at all, is what the word redemption actually means. We use it all the time, and we sing of it in many of our songs. We read of it in the scriptures, but we often fail to appreciate the fullness of what it means to be redeemed. Redeem literally means to buy back, to free by paying a ransom. Thus, when we speak of redemption and belonging to Jesus as our faithful Savior, we recognize there was a time when we didn't belong to him, which is why he had to purchase us. John 8, verse 34, Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." Titus 3, verse 3, we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. While uncomfortable for many to hear, the truth is that the human condition is one of perpetual slavery. We are always owned by someone, if you will. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve sold the entire human race into slavery to sin and death. Though they were gods, they rebelled, and at the fall, all humanity fell with them, not just from grace, but into slavery. Which is why we have to be redeemed, bought back. As Paul tells us in Titus 2, verses 13 and 14, our great God and Savior Jesus Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness. Jesus paid our ransom. Jesus paid the ransom to the one holding us in captivity. And as we noted in our last meditation, from 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19, we know that we were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from our forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Thus did Jesus pay the price we never could. We could not with gold or silver. We could not even with our own blood. Nothing we have could ever suffice to pay our ransom. And so God in Christ paid it for us, ransomed us from sin, redeemed us from death, and made us his own. Jesus has redeemed us from all the power of the devil, that Satan no longer has any claim to us. Hebrews 2, verses 14 and 15, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. We have been delivered because of the blood of Jesus, but we also recognize that we are not completely free. God does not free us to run off and do our own thing. God frees us from sin and death and the devil to make us his own. Thus does Paul rejoice in Romans 6, verses 17 and 18, "Thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness." This is who we are in Christ Jesus. This is who we are because of his redeeming love. And this is our great comfort in life and in death, that we are his and his alone. And as those who have been ransomed with the precious blood of Jesus, may our obedience indeed come from the heart as we endeavor to give all honor and glory to our merciful and loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.